Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Kate McKay is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Kate is a master. She is the master motivator. She's a business owner just like you and me. She's a speaker, a coach, a certified professional trainer, a hardcore trainer to help people get fit, get in better condition. And she's the author of Living Sexy Fit, and she's our new friend, Kate McKay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm thrilled to be here.
It's good to have you here. Kate, one of the things that we've talked quite a bit about on the show over the years is the difference between men and women in the marketplace, whether they're employees, whether they're managers, whether they are entrepreneurs, starting a business, running a business, getting capitalized, all those. We've differentiated for years now with experts like you about the differences between men and women. And that's one of the things you want to talk about today, and you're interested, you're concerned about whether women are good at negotiating for themselves. What do you think about that?
Well, studies have shown that that's actually the truth, that if women are to negotiate for a friend, a child, even a coworker, they're aces. Nothing stops them. They're full on in and almost
mama,
at the same
mama
level
bears.
As
they
men.
become mama bears.
Right. And so they have no problem saying and advocating for someone else.
Yeah.
But as soon as it becomes their own negotiation, the lips are sealed. What happened?
What's going on?
Right, exactly. Well, this is an interesting thing. I just contributed two articles to Entrepreneur Magazine, and I wrote both of the articles, Women, How to Negotiate, and Strategic Partnerships, How to Create Them, and they were both targeted to women. Well, wonderfully, Entrepreneur Magazine took them on and actually gender-neutralized them.
Oh.
So for me, that's a really wonderful sign that
right.
we are actually in the workplace, whether we're talking about entrepreneurship, we're talking about the corporate environment, we are moving towards the more communal model of communication, and this is traditionally the way that women communicate, from the we to the I. How powerful is that? This is a wonderful time for women to move in to negotiation and seeing negotiation as a possibility, not as a confrontation.
Well, that's exactly right, but why do you think women subordinate themselves in a negotiation for their own behalf? What do you think they do?
Actually, yeah, that's a great question. You know, there's two sides to that coin. One of the main pieces and sections of my book, Living Sexy Fit, and I also have a new book coming out called Living Sexy Rich. This is actually it's not a woman, man problem. It's becoming more mainstream. This is the truth about self-worth and how self-worth is directly tied to net worth. Men struggle with self-worth as well. They just cover it with
but not with self-confidence though.
Well, self-confidence,
because isn't self-confidence a big part of not of the negotiation deficit?
Well, I think men are much more comfortable faking it, and this is the truth.
We do that. Men are
right,
overconfident. It's because Kate, men are overconfident where women are typically underconfident.
Yeah, it's definitely true. This is a perfect statistical example. If women are going after a job and men are going to be going after the same job, if a woman does not feel 100% qualified, she will not apply for that job. Or a man, he could be 50% qualified and say, I can learn that.
Well, or I'm going to give it a shot, see what happens.
Right.
The worst they can do is throw me out, and that's where I am right now.
Well, you know the most beautiful thing about that is it shows a level of courageousness about men who have the courage to move into an I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
As an entrepreneur, I built a multi-million-dollar business from scratch, never even taking a business class, because I had the courage enough to say, I don't know, I'm going to surround myself with people who do. Right? So those are the skills I learned because I threw myself under the bus. very few women have the courage to.
Well, let me throw this back at you a little bit. Let's talk about the specifics about this. So if you just walk around the building, walk around the neighborhood, walk around downtown, and you get close to people, if a woman is walking up to you, and isn't really in your way, but you're approaching her as if she is in your way, she'll say, "Oh, excuse me," and she'll get out of the way.
Right.
If two guys walk up to each other like that, nobody's going to say, "I'm sorry." You may get out of the way, but we don't have an automatic "excuse me" on the tip of our tongue. You see
right.
what I'm getting at?
Right.
But a woman is more likely, you know, my wife will say to me sometimes, she'll say something about, "I'm sorry." I say, "Honey, you didn't do anything wrong. Why are you saying that?" You know, I mean, you see what
right.
I'm getting
it's
at? I mean, I'm telling you, there's a, and ladies, Kate, my audience knows, the ladies in my audience knows how much I love them and how much I want them to succeed. I wouldn't be doing this kind of program if I didn't. So this is my part of my tough love. Ladies, you've got to quit feeling like you've got to apologize for things, especially things you didn't do. Guys don't apologize enough. Women don't apologize too much.
Yep.
And Kate, it contributes to this negotiating thing you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I love it. See, I was asked to do a program on pro or against feminism. And I said, and they said, "Do you have a strong opinion?" I said, "Absolutely, but it's neither of those."
That's pretty funny, huh?
Right? It's called
you with the strong opinion,
I mean. Right? We need a new conversation. We need men to show us how to be powerful and confident, and we need them to encourage women, just like what you just said, to be powerful and confident. But we are different. We are different. Let's celebrate our differences. Let's look at what works for both of us and come up with a new solution. Because you know what? The bottom line is, if there's a pro and an anti-feminism, what does that do? That pits women against other women.
Mm-hmm.
That has to stop.
That's right. That's exactly right. And, well, so women... The research shows that women will negotiate for others much stronger than they will negotiate for themselves.
Yes, absolutely. So I would love to just talk about a couple things about strategy.
Hold on to that thought, because that's what we're going to talk about in the next segment.
Good.
I'm going to get you to talk about strategy. Folks, she's going to help you solve this issue. And I'll try to get down off my soapbox here, but you know it's because how much I care about it. I want you to be successful, ladies. 20 after the hour. Kate, I need your website, please.
Sure, it's kate-mckay.com.
And M-C-K-A-Y is the last name. She and I will be right back after these messages. 20 after, stay with me.
Wondering why, when everything goes wrong, you have to go on and do it all day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.